Hey there, it's Paula here. I just wanted to let you know that I have a brand new free live masterclass coming up to help you to shoot smarter, not harder. And that's with personal brand mini sessions. Now, I have had so much success in running these mini sessions that I want to share with you how you too can optimize your time and really streamline your energy to help you to make more in your business. And this is by generating nearly a month's worth of income in one single shoot day. So if you want to learn how to do that, my friend, make sure you jump in because these masterclasses are only going to be live just for a couple of days. So it's paulabrennaneducation.com/mini-masterclass. That again is paulabrennaneducation.com/mini-masterclass. And I'll also pop a link into the show notes for this episode for you so you can jump in live and learn for free with me. I'll see you in there. Welcome to the business of personal brand photography. My name is Paula Brennan, and I am so excited to chat with you about this topic today. And it's one of my favorite topics, and it never used to be because let me tell you, I used to be the person who would always bury their head in the sand about my finances. And it would get to the end of the tax year, and I would be like cringing, showing my, you know, books to my accountant, and not really understanding or knowing what might come of it. I was a bit of a gut instinct person when it came to running the business side of things. And now I am like a Nazi with my numbers. And so I want to help you to become one too. But today's topic is all about the 11 ways that you can improve your revenue in your business. And I'm super excited. So let's dive in, shall we? Now, from the get-go, I want to be really honest with you and let you know that we are not talking about profit. We are talking about revenue. So this is overall the amount of money that you can bring into your business. The expenses, the cost of goods, the profitability of your business is a completely different thing, different topic. So I will be discussing that later on. So let's start with number one, and it is the obvious one where I know that there finds a lot of resistance, and that is simply putting up your prices. Now, with inflation, the way that it's gone in most of the world at the moment, everybody around you is putting up their prices. The cost of living, the cost of goods, the cost of things like electricity and fuel and all those things that it takes for you to deliver a job has gone up. And so if you have not had a price shift in the last 12 months, can I please encourage you to go and have a look at your pricing? And straight away, if you need to put 5 or 10% on top of, let me tell you this, I'm going to give you permission to do it because most of your clients will not feel a 5 to 10% shift, okay? You'll feel it. You might feel difficult about it if you're not comfortable with numbers or you have a problem with pricing around pricing of yourself. However, your clients will not really feel it. But let me tell you, you will feel that at the end of tax time, okay? When it comes to the end of the financial year, a 10% increase for you today is 100% profit. And so right now, I would encourage you to go and have a review of your prices, particularly if you haven't done it in the last 6 to 12 months. And let me tell you, for so many of the photographers that I speak to, the photographers that I interview and the photographers that come and work with me, this is one of the biggest sticking points. And for most of them, I know that they can do between a 25 to 50% increase straight away and the market will bear it. Okay. So if you're feeling a little bit unsure about this, might not have a look at, you know, getting some help in this area. You might need to talk to an accountant or a coach or something like that in order to be able to help you to see what your worth is, but also to help you to make the shift into profitability. Now, as I said, profitability is a different conversation, and that is an obvious one, simply putting up your prices. So let's move on to some other ways that you can increase your revenue in your business. So number two that I have in my list is that if you're offering right now an a la carte service in your business, so if you're doing the shoot first and charging a session fee, and then you are looking at selling afterwards, maybe you can create some packages where you get paid up front first, rather than that shoot and pray for a sale model afterwards. Now, there is nothing wrong with that model if it's working well for you. So please, if you're getting really consistently high, medium to high, or even better sales, please don't feel like you need to shift from this. But this is a tactic that you can use if right now you feel like you're not getting remunerated, your average sales are not consistently good, or you find that your sales kind of tend to fluctuate and they're up and down, and you just like to level it up and know that you're getting consistent revenue, and then, you know, you can work from there. So if you are not already, maybe consider introducing packages where people pay up front and you know consistently what you're going to get paid beforehand. This is definitely going to help to improve your revenue. Now, number three is one that I love to do because I'm a typical creative and I do like shiny objects. And that is, can you create a new package or a new experience for your clients? So this doesn't need to look like you going and recreating an entirely new product or anything like that. Maybe it's just something that's an add-on or a package that's above what your existing packages are. So let's say you've got two packages right now. You might find that you add another one on the top level. So if you've got like a 2-hour shoot and maybe a 4-hour shoot, maybe you can put a 6 or an 8-hour personal branding photo shoot on the top end. Now, what I need you to know is that oftentimes what people do when they're shopping is that they go second from the top. So if you find right now that you're always selling sort of like an intermediate package where you're getting frustrated because you're not selling the package that is your top package right now, oftentimes in a simple way is just to add an additional package on top, which makes the second, which is currently your first or your top package, but your new second package look amazing, like amazing value. Sometimes that simplicity of tricking the market a little bit, of making people sort of, you know, people like me, you know, when I go out for dinner, I'll always buy the second bottle of wine from the top of the list if I'm in a really fancy schmancy restaurant. Don't go for the bottom, don't go for the top, I go for that second from the top. So oftentimes by adding another package on top of, it will incentivize or will motivate people to go for that new second package. And that obviously is a great revenue changer. So it doesn't take a lot of input from you. It's quite a simple step to do, but it can be really, really successful and impactful in helping to increase your overall revenue at the end of the year. Now, number four is close to my heart, if you're not already doing this, is offering ways for clients to upsell with you, to buy more photographs. Now, obviously, if you are working in a model where you're giving all of the digital files or you're providing all of the images with your personal branding photo shoots, this is not going to be available to you. You might want to consider restructuring your packages slightly so that you can do this model. But if you're not currently making it an option for your clients to easily upgrade and buy a handful or even buy the whole collection of photographs off you, what are you doing? You're leaving money on the table. This is such a simple way for you to be able to create more revenue in your business in an easy sense of fashion. So the trick here is that you do need to make it a simple way for your clients to upgrade. But if you're not offering a way for people to buy more photos off you, then please take this one piece of advice and go and run with it today. Now, the sixth way that I wanted to encourage you to be able to increase your revenue is by offering multi-shoot days. Now, this is a way that you can maximize every single day that you're on location. So I myself only shoot 3 days of the month, but what I do is I do compact a lot of photo shoots and a lot of clients into those 3 days. Not an excessive amount. There's different types of experiences, but I do make sure that when I'm lifting my camera, when I'm putting on my makeup, when I'm getting dressed, when I'm packing the car for a photo shoot, putting all of my lights and my gear into the boot, that I'm making the expedition of leaving my home really, really worth the while. And obviously in doing that, in compacting the photo shoots into one day or a few people into one day, it's also helping me to increase the revenue that I can create out of my time on that particular day. Remember, you only have so many hours in your day, your week, and your month. What I want to help you to do is to increase the revenue that you can pull out of yourself for your time. Now, this is where we really start to look at the amount of revenue that you are generating per hour that you're out and about on location shooting with your clients, in your studio shooting with your clients, the amount of time that you're spending with the camera in your hand. I want to help you to increase the amount of revenue that you can create from it per hour. So this is just about getting a little bit smarter about how you're spending your time. Now, number seven, which is slightly similar to number six, but is there a way that you can maybe when you're in a consult with a person, maybe offer a twofer? Now, if you're not from Australia, you may not understand the concept of a twofer, but a twofer is a two for one, right? So there is ways that you can effectively, you know, get a person to bring along a friend and just charge a little bit extra so that you can make a little bit more revenue for you, but also that you can make sure that you seal the deal with the client. So this might mean that if you've got, say, like a $2,000 photo shoot, that you might allow them to bring a friend for, say, $500 or maybe $600 or $700. So not a huge amount extra. The two of them, they get to split the cost, but they also split the number of images, which means now you've got two people to potentially upsell to as well. For me, this is a great twofer because the twofer can grow. Okay. And, you know, if you're like me and you are quick at shooting, you can manage two people in one day. So this is not only a way to increase your revenue, but it's also a way to make your service available to people who may not necessarily have been able to afford you on their own. Okay. So it's a win-win for you and a win-win for your potential clients as well. Now, the eighth way to increase your revenue is, can you offer services that add value that don't cost you money? I want you to have a think about your own skill sets. Perhaps you've come from a design background. Perhaps you can do some website stuff. Maybe you can do some social media graphics. Maybe you can switch your camera over and offer a little bit of video as well. There are definitely ways that you can add in extra value and you can offer add-ons that don't cost you money. And so that way you can absolutely charge for them, of course. I'm not suggesting that you give them away for free, but you can definitely make those available add-ons so that you can increase the revenue out of each and every shoot that you do. So number nine is, can you add in extra services from other service providers? So this might be contractors like video, you've got makeup artists, you might have stylists, there might be other kinds of people that you can bring in to serve your clients. And you can do what I kind of call like a white labeling. So that means that you bring in their service, they charge you a certain amount, and then you can put a surplus on top of it so that you can get the extra revenue for making the connection, but also for taking care of the admin and taking care of all of the booking. So that way the service provider or the contractor just needs to turn up and do the job and you get a little bit of extra money for making sure that everything runs smoothly. They don't have to worry about that. They don't have to necessarily even liaise with the client. And then that way you get to have that little bit of extra cut off the piece of pie. I think it's definitely fair that you get kind of like a finder's fee or like an admin fee for doing all of the organization of the booking. And I know for most of the service providers that I work with, not having to deal with the admin of a client is like a blessing. So me taking that off their plate and just telling them where and when they need to show up to do a job, that's definitely worth a little bit, a percentage of what they would normally earn in order to be able to make their life a little bit easier and take care of all of the organization of getting them to the job. Number 10, and this is a little bit of a sticking point, is can you add extra for editing? So I know that a lot of people are doing straight out of Lightroom and their work is able to just, you know, be delivered straight out of Lightroom, and that's great. But if you are doing extra edits, are you charging appropriately for them? A lot of people will have that built into the pricing of the individual images when they're doing a la carte. But if you're offering like a big, huge collection of images, say 50 or 100, and you're having to pay for editing, is there a possibility that maybe you could offer like a straight out of Lightroom version, and then you can offer like a premium editing service differently so that that way your clients have to pay extra on top of? Or are you also doing things like maybe swapping eyes or taking things out or over slimming people like more than what, you know, if you have to do two or three rounds of an edit on the photos for them, are you charging for this? Because if you're not, can I encourage you to maybe go back and have a look at your pricing? Maybe just add in a few editing options and then make sure that your clients are aware of it so that if they do come to you and ask you for extra edits, you've got that list, you've got that price list there ready for them to have a look at. And then it's up to them if they want to pay for it. And of course, if they do, you will reap the benefits by getting some extra revenue, or else you won't be out of pocket if you're outsourcing to an editor, if that's what you do. Now, the final one, number 11, and this is kind of my happy place, I guess. This is what I love to do. Can you find a way to bring in more clients? Okay. Can you improve your marketing system so that you are bringing in more leads and generating more leads? Can you improve your sales funnel so that you are taking more leads and getting them converted quicker, or else getting them converted at all? Are you finding that there are metrics that you can have a look at, like your conversion rates and things like that? Are you really paying attention to these things? And are you figuring out ways that you can improve the overall performance of your marketing and your sales machine? What I'm really talking about here is optimizing your time. optimizing your current systems, and just really fine-tuning everything so that you can make sure that everything is working at speed. Because let me tell you, if you work on those things, on your sales and your marketing processes and systems, then you are definitely going to be able to generate and be able to juice a lot more revenue out of your current business model as it stands. So my friends, that's it for today. I hope that you've gotten lots of juice out of this episode. It's definitely quite meaty. They're very meaty topics. I think I could probably do 2 or 3 episodes on each of the points that I've raised today. But hopefully this has helped you to be able to look at a couple of areas in your business where you might be able to make a few minor tweaks in order to radically improve the overall revenue that you're producing from your business right now. Now, I have created a quick checklist of all of the points that I have gone through with you. If you follow the show notes for this episode, you can go down, you can click on the link to go to the website, and you can get your hands on these 11 ways to improve your revenue right now so that way you can start putting them into action. All right, my friend, thank you very much, and I'll see you on the next episode. I still think about it.